Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Kif Dalid. We're holding the Mishnah towards the top of the Umid, Be'erach 7-8 lines from the top. The Mishnah is going to tell you about a person who wants to go be menadev wine for Nesuchim. In other words, not as part of Minchas Nesuchim, just Fazichalain, wine as a korban on its own. So the Mishnah tells us you can do that, however, it depends how many lugin you are menadev. Ein misnadven loig, one loig on its own, no good. Shnayim, no good. Chamisha, no good. Av misnadven shloisha v'arbo v'shisha u'mishisha ilamala. But starting from 3, and then 4, and then 6, and all the way up to shunya. And the obvious question is, what's the nafkimina? What difference does it make? 2, 5, 1, 2, 5, or 3, 4, 6, etc. So we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily. The whole parasha of Nesuchim we learn from Parasha Shlach. Parasha Shlach says that if a person wants to go and bring Nesuchim as part of Minchas Nesuchim, and you remember we learned in the Mishnah before that you brought a Minchas Nesuchim every time you brought a Karban Oila or a Karban Shlomim, as well as on a rare occasion if Metzoyra had to go and bring his Kabunas, together with the Chatas Metzoyra and the Asham Metzoyra, you also brought a Minchas Nesuchim. Minchas Nesuchim, as we know, of course, is the Mincha together with the Nesuchim, the wine. Now, what's the shear of the wine that you bring? So we always line it on Rish Chodesh and on Yom Tovim. Chatzia hin yeh lapor, ushlisha sehin la'ayu, uravia sehin la'keves yoyin. Vifal haisa chatzia hin, ushlisha sehin, uravia sehin. So we've had already in our Masechta, a hin is 12 ligin altogether. So chatzia hin is 6 ligin, a shlisha sehin is 4 ligin, and revia sehin is 3 ligin. So you have 3, 4, or 6. The Gemara is going to tell us that those are the chiyuvim that you have to bring a choyvim and a toira party in Minchas Nesuchim. What happens if a person wants to go and bring in benediva salev, which is what our Mishnah is talking about? A person wants to be menadev. So he has to be menadev exactly the same numbers like you have in the Torah, or a multiple thereof. So you can start with 3, because 3 is the minimum for a kevis. You can go and bring 4, that's the minimum for an ayah. You can bring 6, because that's the minimum for a par. However, you cannot bring 1 or 2, or for that matter, you cannot go and bring 5, because that doesn't stim with anything. In other words, there is no carbon that you bring a 1 or a 2. The minimum is always 3. And even after that, it's 3, 4, or 6. Finish to a kafinim. But once you go over 6, it's not a problem. Because if you bring 7, the reason I'm bringing it, it's not the reason, but the number that I'm bringing is now connected, for instance, by 6, 2 kvusim. Because every kevis is 3. So 2 times 3 is 6. I don't need to come on to that because a par is 6. But what if I bring 7? 7, not a problem. I could have now, for instance, a kevis and an aisle together. A 3 plus 4 is 7. Now again, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that each time you bring the Nesuchim you have to bring a kevis or an ayil or a par. All the Mishnah means to say is that since the makor of Hilchas bringing the Nesuchim is from the parish of Shlach, and there the minimum numbers of the Torah are the 3, 4, and 6. So if you want to bring benediva salev, it has to be in accordance with those numbers. So you cannot bring 1 or 2, while the shtimtnish, the skate, the sharan, the cheshvan of the 3 or 6, or for that matter, 5 as well. What's taka the pusik? The Mu is going to bring a pusik, voshtaiten pusik in parshlach, kole ezrach yase kucha es aile. The kole ezrach comes to tell you, anybody else can go and yase kucha. In other words, you don't have to go and do it as part of your choiva. The Torah says you want to go and bring the Nesuchim. So, but it's got to be tasakuch. It's got to be like those that we just said. What happens if you want to be moisiv? You can be moisiv. How do I know moisiv? Because the Chabad Pusik, the Mu is going to tell us, yeah, there's going to be two different Yesuas, two different Lishonis and Rashi, where the year is. But the year comes to tell you that it can be moisiv over the original 3, 4, or 6. We're on Taf Kif Dalet Omer Aleph. We just finished off the Mishnah. And just for Kitzer, all the Mishnah comes and tells us is that if a person wants to be menadev, a separate korban of Yayin, what we call Nesachim or Nesach HaYayin, he's entitled to, but you have to do it in accordance with the numbers in the Torah, which means starting from 3, 4, or 6, and then beyond. Okay, so let's take a quick look at the Rashi. The Rashi gives us a good sense of the whole sugya. Rashi here on top. So Rashi imes nadven loig yain lenaschoy, loig meaning one loig on its own. Shloim metzini minchas esuchem shaloi v'loi shnayim. And that's of course a chatzia hin. All fine. If you're menad of 7, it's roi to bring 3 for a keves, 4 for an ayil. 3 plus 4 is 7. 2 elam, 2 times 4 is 8. Tisha chuzi lepar. Par, remember, is 6. Kevis is 3. This is 9 together. Asura chuzi lepar va'ayil. Par is 6. Ayil is 4. Is 10. Yiralev chuzi l'shnei elam v'kevis v'chad lo'elam. You can go on now to a million, to infinity. Aha. Okay. Mishnah so far so good. Zukti mur. Iboili. Chabashal. Yesh keval nesuchim, or ein keval nesuchim. The keva means, if you specify a particular number, does it have to come in a set where it's indivisible, or maybe it is divisible? What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Hey chidumi." Rashi says it means lemay nafkimina. First, hostins in him. What's your shal over here? Well, I'll tell you. Push the shal. Going to icy chamisha. Person brought 5. Now note that our Mishnah says ein menadim chamisha. Obet yom menadim gvein chamisha. What's the halucha now? We just passed the Mishnah. You can't say the Mishnah. Mishnah. He going to Aisi Chamisha. He was Menadev 5 Ligin. If you're going to go and tell me there's no Kvias. Kvias meaning to go and bring it as an indivisible unit. If you hold Ein Kevel Nesuchim. Fine, mushach makrev arbo minai, the chuz la'ayil, the idachav and aduva. So then I can take the 5 and taka split it up. 4 of them I can go and bring for an ayil, as we said in our Mishnah, chatziyahin yelapor, shlishasahin la'ayil. So not that he's going to bring it for an ayil, but it means it's connected, it corresponds to the minimum of 4 that the Torah says by an ayil, bring min fiyah. Oh, so he can go from the 5 that he was manadav, he can go to the koyin. I have here 4 out of those 5. Please pour it into the shittin. That's my carbon for today. Vusitzan the either. What's going to be with the 5th one? Have a neduva. That's going to remain for neduva. We'll see exactly what neduva. At this moment, Rashi says it means that we can shtel it tzi lemushel to someone who's bringing a carbon oilet a carbon shlumim and out there. How much do I need for the oilet shlumim? It's a kevis. Kevis is 3. Okay. You have 2, I give you my 1, so I can use it for you. Or it could be also nidvas tzibur, meaning that the besmigdish, on those days when things were kind of quiet, it was a rainy day, not too many customers, so there was an empty mizbeach. Kedei that the mizbeach should always be full. They had the inyan of chayetz mizbeach. It should always be, the mizbeach should always be busy with kabunas. So they used to go and take it from the shoiforos, from the shoifers in the lishka. Anyway, so the idach said that, one of the 5, he'll divide it up and use it now for the sibur or for another carb. However, v'yamris yesh kevel nesuchim. Kesh kevel nesuchim means that they become indivisible. It's a unit of 5. So what can you do with 5? But 5 can magunishtin. I can't bring it for a kevis, nish for an ayo, nish for a par, and I can't bring it therefore independently, because it has to correspond to a 3, 4, or 6. Ad mali lehi. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to buy one more, or take it out of my wine cellar or whatever, bring another loik, add it to the 5, and I'll bring it as 1 together out of 6. So ad mali lehi loik karmi.
Regularly need the sochim. Sorry. Also a shiur, the same, the whole pasha shalach.
Okay, so we didn't have the pleasure and privilege of your attendance about 5-10 minutes ago. No, it's okay. It was ours. It's Chatzaini. Okay. It's in the Chatzur. But what we were saying was the whole parish of Minchas Sesuchim lem dach from Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach, it tells us, like we line always on Yontav Rosh Chodesh, Chatzia hin yeh lapor, or Shlisha sehin la'ayil, or Revia sehin la'kebes yoyin. Which tells you that any time you bring a karm oilets, a karm shlum, you bring a chatas metzoira or an asham metzoira, you have to bring along a mincha sesuchim. The mincha part we've discussed at other times. The nesuchim we talk about today, what's the shear? The 12 ligin in a hin. So if you have a chatsia hin, half of 12 is 6. A quarter is by kebis is 3, and a third by aisle is 4. So it's always 3, 4, or 6. Those are the three. That's which type in the Torah. Then to do a pusik, and he's going to bring the pusik shortly in Parsha Shlach. Kol ezrach yase kocha es eile lehakrev isherech nechayach lashem. Which type of chum that pusik? The pusik already goes through great detail, going through the al nesuch. Which type in the kol ezrach? Then if with kol ezrach, it's a riboy to tell you that you can also give it bina dov. But in the dova has to be in the same quantities which type of the choyva. It's the 3, 4, or 6. Aye, how can you do even more than that? Our Mishnah said you can do even till infinity. So the more is going to say, because it's a pusik yiyah to be marba another havai in addition to the minimum quantities. But that's why the Mishnah says, but you can do one, two, or five, because 1, 2, or 5, shtipnish with any chay. So what do you have to do with 5? So not that it's totally ineffective. It's effective. But what do you do with it? This is Gemara Shaila. Yesh keva, ein nekeva. If you hold ein keva, no problem. You know what you do is split up the 5. Take 4, because that you can do, because that's keneged and ayil. I have the extra one. I'm shenetzig him with the 1. Vasibra, hin and her. Well, if I hold it's indivisible, so I have to be moisif one more, and then I use it for a par. Once I use it for a par, not that I actually use it for a par, but it's a number which is keneged the par. Okay, so Freddy Moore might. Nusuk Mishun the Teretz, Ichvachin Sehen. So Moore is going to give 2 terutzim, 1 of Abaya, 1 of Ruva. Abaya's Teretz were going to be Doiche, and Ruva's Teretz and Mahal. Is Umar Abba. Tushima. It's a Chnishka Teretz. We want to be Poisha to Shabbat. Tushima. Back in the base of English, they had altogether 13 shofaros. Of the 13, our Gemara only mentions 6 of them. The other 7, Rashi tells us. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Shishul and Aduva, it's a little bit halfway down the Omid, past halfway. Shishul and Aduva is a Rashi, Gabi Yud Gimel Sheifurish, Hayu B'Migdash, there were 13 koi. Yimu Sheishores, Hayu. B'Shivim Mehem, O Yenuis, and Hanach, Mois, the Mepharish, Mesechtes Yuma, Mesechtes Shkulim. What were those 7? Taklin Charetim, those in the new Shkulim, Atikin, the Alta Shkulim, Kinin, those people who had to go and bring a can of 2 Feigelach, Goizuli Oila, just the Goizula means from the Torah Uben Yoina, 1 of the 2, not both. Aitzim, a person wanting to be manad of a carbon aitzim. Levoini, want to be marba carbon, you want to be makar of a carbon levoina. The zuhav, the kapoiris, or the zuhav that you needed for construction, the kapoiris in the base migdish and the haichel. Anyway, that's 7. What about the other 6? Six of them were used for nidvas tzibur, meaning, like we said before, for kaitz and mizbeach. On those days when things were quiet, they were taken from the other 6. Now, what were those other 6? Going back to the Gemara, shish and nidvah, the other 6. I mean, keneged me, velchazek, keneged. Number 1 was moiser chatas. First, I say moiser chatas. Most of these are the same type of tzir. A person wants to bring karmach, that he wants, he has to bring karmach. So the over rachmul etzlan on an isse koris b'shoygik, has to bring karmach. He goes and asks oilam, how much is a karmach? So you go to the chatzah store and you have in the behind the store and you can get it for $500. So he sets aside $500. A guy koish. The next day he goes into the besmigdish, or not besmigdish, into the behind the store, and they tell him there's a special clearance sale in honor of Thanksgiving. How much? It only costs $400 today. A special clearance sale, Thanksgiving, $400. Try it. He pays $400. Listen to him with the extra $100 that he was mafresh ready for chatas. That's Kedisha's Dumim. Was Lomitimite. Oh! He gives his menadim and he puts it into that pishke, then the besmigdish to go for the kites and mizbech. So even though he originally set it aside for chatas, it gets transformed into nidvas tzibur, which megay brengen and oil.
Why does that have to be separated? What's the thing? If you mix,
why don't you just put them all together in one? I understand all these bechorot should be mixed together in one. I don't know why you have to have separate shifurs. it goes through the reasoning. If I get so the moisa chatz, the same thing moisa hashumis. The person has to bring a korban usham. As we know, there are five different types of hashumis. You have asham gezelois, asham ilois, asham shiv charifa, asham nuzer, asham metzoyra, and then of course you have usham tuli. So you have moisa hashumis. Again, same tier. You go into go and buy an usham. It's $100 less. You put it into a separate shayfa. And moiser usham nuzer and moiser usham metzoyra. So Gemur takes that nuzer and metzoyra from the five. In other words, the first three were me'ilois, gezelois, and shifcharifa. It's interesant. There's a grub tuas here in the Rashi, and you would think that somebody would be misaking it. If you look at Rashi, the echel moiser usham, five, six lines before the wide lines, stam ki goin goizulois and me'ilois. Goizulois meint a chfeigelach, a goizul. It's what Graf stein gezelois and me'ilois, asham gezelois. So I'm surprised what's Chadava push it. All these nai gemuris, all the tikkun the tuas. Anyway, so you start again. Anyway, so those are the special two. Now, why does Hashem nuz and Hashem metzoyra? You have oh, it's for Hashem dubur Hashem. Hashem, what Hashem is talking about? It will pass and finish. So, Shmeinin is here. I'm making it up. Shmeinin. Yeah, you see it? Good word. Oh, it's good. That's okay. Anyway, so the moiser Hashem mois was three. That was the gezelois, me'ilois, and Rashi leaves out one shiv charifa. Kenzan also usham tuli, but usham asham nozer asham metzoyra is bazinder. Now, why is it bazinder? It explains Rashi because asham nozer is not lechaper, but rather it comes to Rashi says the lahatiroi biyayin to be matamiyayin. So there's mash from Rashi the nozer. It's 30 days are over. He has to bring his kabunas and he has to matamiyayin. If you look at the Rashi, again Rashi right before the wide lines, the oisam moisel loyim meiravim moiser asham oshem stam. If he's zel lechaper, the other mechaper, kemachta meila gzeila v'zel hatira biyayin. The Rashi is a greiser pela, and if you notice, there's an asterisk from the Gilyan Ashas, from the Rabbi Kiv Aiger, because the Ushim is brought by a Nozir Tomei, not by a Nozir Tohar. And the purpose of the Ushim is to be able to not to be Mata Biyayin, but for Keret, to get him back into the cycle of being the 30-day Nozir, to make him Osir Biyayin, until, in other words, until now he's been kind of suspended. Hayim Rishonim Yipli. He's got to start from the beginning. It's really not the Lahatim Yain, it's Lahatim Naziris, if you will. Okay, so Mr. Mumstake. Anyway, Moisa Asham Metzoyra, was the Asham Metzoyra, Metzoyra bring carbon Usham, and this one also, says Rashi, is not a Lachape, but rather Lahatiroi B'machna, to be able to get back into the Machna. So that's why I have a different character to these Ashumas, different Pishkalach. Moisa Kinim, again, for instance, those people have to bring a Khan. Not every yiledes, yiledes aniyah, tziazuva, tziazar, have to go and bring a kan, means tzvay foigelach, and they told him it cost $50, and he set aside $50, and he wanted to pay $40. Shite. Umoisim in cheschoitim, and cheschoitim, everybody knows, is from the third level of a carbon oil of a yoded. Carbon oil of a yoded is a very special carbon that you only bring for one of three types of avedis. One is for shvias aidis, one's for shvias biti, and the other is for Timmas Mikdash Vikadusha. Those three, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it all depends on your level of wealth. If you happen to be a rich person, you bring a Kiz Basaira. If you're not so wealthy, you bring a Torah Ben Yoina. And if you happen to be very poor, then you go and bring a Korban Minchas Choyte. Minchas Choyte, as you know, is different than a regular Korban Mincha. La Yusim Le Hashem, Ablitin Le Levoina. It's what we call a Mincha. It's Yovesh. Ha Mincha. Velulav achareiva, the Torah calls it achareiva. Sinishtu and name, sinishtu kashmalt. In other words, there's no levoina, there's no shaman. It's just, so how can you go and make a mincha? Megis tzivasa. Of course, you make a batter with water, but you can't put in any shaman. Okay, anyway, a moise mincha schoit. Once again, that mincha cost you $5 and you only paid $4. Fuzuktin? Yeah, okay.
You put in water type?
Yes, we had it, it's a toise before, yeah. Toise, the last toise in the Omer Aleph. Anyway, so you go and have all of these six pishkalach, and each pishka had in it for these particular money. As we start the Mishnah in Shkulim, and so the Gemara Masechtas Yim. Freit the Gemara yet. Now the Rai is from a bai. Then is if you're going to go and tell me that Ein Lehem Keva, what's my Ein Lehem Keva? If you were Menada five. Take four and use it, because you can use four, because can I get ayah? And one extra one you'll give, like the Morris said, will be in the Neduva. So Liskin, Shoifachrin, can I get Mois and Asuchim? We should have another Pishkala for Mois and Asuchim for all those people that are Menadav, fives, and ones and twos, you know, that you can't go and use. Okay, so the extra one. Everything you want to handle with is Sibur Asli, Hani Shchichi, Efshin, the Mistarfi, the Mar, the Mar, Badi, Adudi, the Karbi. Says, I'll tell you what. All the others were set aside specifically and expressly for Nidvas Sibur, Hanach. All the other Pishkalach, those six that we just enumerated. Of Hani, Hani meaning Azam Asa, the person is Menadev, five Ligan of Yain instead of four Lamushal. Shchichi, that can happen on an ongoing basis, can happen any day. Now, there's a person who was at Nishkalin, Dan Mishnah, and he wants to go and be Menadav Yayin, so he brings two big bottles of Kedem Yayin, and he says, oh, this is just Mitashan Stashkuches, Finselem Aruv, Tatam, Param, Param. And it turns out that the five ligands were Tippin Medem. Efshalim et Starfi, Demar, Demar, Bahari Yaduli, Vikarvi. The Hani Shchich is Utrashi. Not that the wine is Shchich, but there are many, many kabunas that brought every single day. Every carbon tumid, Shoshacha, Tumid, Shoben Aboyim. People are constantly bringing Oilois and Shlumim in the Mitzvah. Hopefully, very few people are bringing Chatzas and Ushim. But Oilois and Shlumim, everybody's bringing Bidadivis Alev. Each one of them requires to have Nesuchim with it. Oh, Shoin. So this is a good opportunity to be mitzarf to somebody. Yankel, he brings the korban. Did you bring your wine yet? No, I'm going to still bring it. I have for you one lick. Can I contribute to your cause? Or you can have two people being menadav together, a korban yayin. I bring one, you bring two. Well, so we have three together. Can I get kevis? Can Hashem bring it? So therefore, you don't have to go and set it aside special in such a special pishkala. You can use it for many other uses, and that's why the Taka didn't make such a pishkala.
I would assume it's preferable to bring it as a yayin sotim,
right,
than to bring it, put it in a pushkin, bring it as an oilus, switching it.
In the end of it, it should be for its original purpose,
since
as opposed to
Shayach to do that.
That's very nice. Yes, it's a Shayach.
You should have to have a Shayach.
No. If you put it in a Shayach, then it's an oil.
Right.
Then it's going to be an oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's preferable if you brought it wine for the Shayach. Bring it for the Shayach. Why switch it?
So maybe you should bring it general and don't specify for which carbon it's going for?
That's what we're talking about.
I mean, the whole mission is talking about bringing not the stam yai, just a yayin on its own.
Yayin without a carbon.
Exactly, yayin on its own. So the Tayyar Rechav explains very nicely, it's better to go and lechoyer, to go and use it for the original purpose instead of a transformed purpose into something else. Lechoyer is okay.
What happens if you did bring nisachon for a particular carbon?
No problem, that's wonderful.
Too much wine.
Too much wine.
Same difference.
Exactly.
You need a shofar.
No, you didn't need a shofar.
You need another guy. Yeah, you have some wine.
So he has the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You could mix those two.
Mm-hmm.
You could mix.
Anyway, so the point
that's
that...
That's what the shofar is.
So, yeah, exactly.
You're allowed to mix it once you separate.
That's Kevin.
Exactly. So Abaye tried to bring Abaye by the fact that there's no separate shofar is a simon that there is no such idea of splitting it up and having that one extra one and putting into the shofar is the charai the yesh kevlin asuchem and not ain kevlin asuchem. You can't divide it up. So manishkarai, you could divide it up. What are you going to do with that extra one? Lav dafki, put it into the pishka. Find somebody else and bring it. Bring tzi. Exactly. You don't have to go and transform it into an oiler. Go and use it for the original purpose. Is the Masa, we have no raya. Mm-hmm. Since we have no raya, Omer Rebbe, let's try to bring another raya. Tushima. And this is the makor that we were speaking about when we were learning the Mishnah. The Pusik Shtaita Kolo Ezrach Yasa Kuches Aila Lahakrev Ishe Reich Nechoich Lashem. So Timur Ezrach Malamech Misnav Nesuchim. Oh, that's the makor for our Mishnah. You can be Menadev and Nesuchim on its own. Vekama, how much do you bring? A minimum of Shloshes Ligin, like Keneged HaKebes. What happens if you want to do more than three? Rashi brings two yihiyas. If you look at the Rashi, right before the very wide lines, the Rashi begins yihiyah chatziyah hin. Now on to the next line, chatziyah hin yihiyah lapor. Mashma de mincha de havye achriti. Now the some might say nishta havya no havaya, that the word yihyeh to goes and tells you that you have an havaya chritah, you have in addition to the original three has nuchme, you have in addition nishna chritah b'parshas nuchem k'siv kochem kager yihyeh, again the word yihyeh, so that gives you an achraya havaya chritah to add to the original three, and we're going to explain what that means in a moment. Yuchli, of course, what happens if you want to go and do less than three? You only want to do one or two. Tamlu mishlitin kucha. That kucha is from the pusi from Ezrach. Kol Ezrach yasa kucha es eilat. So kucha means it's got to be azoy nishvainike. So now that's the end of the bright. Something more is now matzbim. My yosef. What does it mean that you can be moisef above the three? Ilaim arbo v'shisha ma'ishna shloisha dechuzi lekeves arbo v'shisha nami chuz la'ailupat. Three is no greater yachsin. You don't need an extra yiyah of hisufa over the three. Because what's the makar for three? Because that's the keves. The state befeish and third. The four state the choch befeish and third. The zek state the choch befeish. Keves island pa. Elav muzdoch lechoyre zayin. When it says you want to be moisiv, you can be moisiv over the three or four, and you bring a fiver. You bring a finiver. Oh, Shmamina is the chasimin, ain't kevel nesuchim. Shmamina is the chariah. What's the chariah? Ain't kevel nesuchim.
That you can bring five is the chariah.
Exactly. Oh, so let me say the Rashi. Ma'ashraim lechut elav. Elav. We see the second wide line. Middle of the wide line. Ma'ash the shulish the pshita law and the chuzel kev. Same thing for four and same thing for six. Elav. Midid lechuzelay usul rabiye. He wants to bring something which is not roi. That you can be menadiv something which is not a keves island park. Oh, the akriva arbua v'achamishi yehi moiser. So therefore, you're going to take a go and bring five altogether. But he wasn't menadiv the three or the four or the six. The Torah says you can be moisef over the three or the four. Okay, so I start off with my original emushal four, and I was moisef on it. I'm bringing five. Now what happens with that fifth one? That fifth one I'm going to split off. Because if you're going to go and tell me that yesh kevel nesuchim, that I can't bring a fiver, what I have to do is I have to be moisef one more and make a six. I mean, that was the second side of the boya, and use it for a par, or use it connected to kvasim, says the Gemara, for that I don't need a special pusik of them, that I can always go and bring in accordance with a number of ishtait in the third, three or four or six. The fact that I'm being moisef five, how I'm being moisef five? By saying I'm going to take that five and use four out of it, and then one extra one will go and use for purposes of being mitzaref to something else, another misuch. Anyway, the Gemara halted as I get a raya, and therefore I have a raya that take ein keva, and I can go and split up the five and set aside three or four plus that extra one which I'm going to be mitzaref with someone with something. Fine. Omer Ravashi, v'anan leitanan hochi, and our mishnah is nishmash mazoi. Why? Let's go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah starts off, Ein misnadvin, aloi, which is a one, eshnaim a two, mit chamish mit afinivim. Ketoni chamish demir eshnaim. The two and the five go together like colleagues. Mashnaim lechuzi klal. What are you going to do with two? Two you can't go and use b'chlal at all. It's not that you can go and divide it up. I use one for this and one for that. Two is the chonish. Memuzdach gain moisiv zan to the two to make it into a luchalapuch as a three, a four, a six. Two on its own is chonish. Is the chorav chamisha namid lechuzi klal. You cannot use it at all. You have to be moisiv another one to make a sixer out of it or make more. Is the chora, is the harai yesh kevel nesuchem that you cannot go and divide it. Just like two you can't divide up. Usalachti mit eins, chonish. But by the fact that it says two and five together, it's mash, it's just like two you can't divide, so five you also can't divide. I can bring a raya now that therefore yesh kevlin esuchim is a shver on the teretz, on the that was a river was poishadar shalom. The whole raya they're trying to bring is like two and five together. That we have a hekesh over here. Rabbeinu HaKadosh said one, two, and five. Okay, so one and two have their din, and five has its din. By one and two, there's no way you can divide it up because there's nothing less than two. Five, you can divide up. Five, four, you'll go and bring Kenegira an ayil, and the extra one, you'll try to go and be mitzaref to somebody else's carbon, your own carbon, you'll bring in some more wine, etc. So therefore, the raya that Ravashi asked, the kasha Ravashi is nishkashtarka kasha. Ravashi, ich kai son das nishkashtarka kasha, he was nishkafelich, ha kenizah, kenzanazoi. You don't have an upshlug of Ravashi. Omer Abayim. Im timtzaloyma ein keva nesuchim. Now, l'choy, why is Rabbi using the expression im timtzaloyma ein keva? Since Ruva was already poishit ushmamino ein keva nesuchim. So not im timtzaloyma. Im ein keva nesuchim. Yishoktach toisviz. Abai was bothered by Ravashi's kasha. Ravashi said, for the Mishnah's Nishmashas, I should take 1, 2, and 5. Just like 2 you can't divide up, 5 you can't divide up. See, well, then Nishkefer v'chadaki isva k'di'isa. Abai is saying, Ravashi is Nishkevein ka'fakanya. As Ravashi freaked the kasha, advice was a freaked. That's why intimately said, we can lend our ganze choices. Rabbi, two choices in from the end. Rabbi, Intim Tzaloyma. Sapkalil Rabbi, Mishim Kishna the Ravash. Ravash is a good gefregt, even though the Gemara said, nah, how can Isa, what can Isa? Then Machna Shevek Ravash. Ravash is a rabbin shel Yisru. Anyway, so Rabbi, Intim Tzaloyma, Ein Kevel Nesuchim. If you're going to be poishet like Ruvu is poishet, Ein Kevel Nesuchim. Ha Ein Kevel Nesuchim. It's a chaleidik, Ein Kevel Nesuchim. There's nothing to talk about. This is just an introduction for his kasha. Be'imtim tzolimi yesh kevel nesuchim ad asura pshitali achad usami boyali. What's the Murashala? Murashala is, we said in our Mishnah, umishisha ulamala. Grab the Rashi in the Mishnah said, I'll even go to 10 or 11. However, our Gemara is now clearing, how does that work with 11? What does he want me to say? So let's take a look at the last Rashi on the bottom. Two lines on the bottom, ad asura pshitali. Deloig ushnaim vehei legamri loy karvi. If you hold on the tzad that yesh keval in esochim, so therefore you cannot go and bring them on their own. You're going to have to malu. You're going to have to fill them up. You have to fill it up either to a shulish for a keves chuzi or a dalit for an ayu. Okay, and now v'shisha lapar. So in other words, all of these one, 2, and 5, you'll only be able to do it ayidei tziruf by being malit. If you go and menadav 3, you can bring it for k'neged a keves. If you bring 4, it's k'neged an ayil. 6 is k'neged a par. Shiva is k'neged a keves mit an ayil. Because a keves is 3, ayil is 4. 3 plus 4 is 7. Ches is l'shnei elim. Each ayil is 4. 2 times 4 is 8. Tes is l'par v'keves. 6 plus 3 is 9. Yud l'par v'ayil. That's 6 plus 4 is 10. In each case, we had either one number or we metzaref two together. Tzvei kvusin, tzvei elim, apar mitan ayil, apar mitan kevis. But now let's get to achad usar mi boy. What's the shal achad usar? Achad usar mi yedea, achad usar ani yedea. Must. Gav v'lishnei purim kam mechavim. L'choy, this person, why would anybody go and say 11? Pinked 11? That doesn't make sense. Mistumma, he wanted to bring for two purim. And each part, of course, is 6. 2 times 6 is 12. So since his kavuna was for 12, and he only brought 11, probably by mistake, whatever. So guess what happens? When he brings it to the kohen would say, oh, you brought 11. I know why you brought 11, because he probably had in mind. Oh, bring tzinuch eins. No, no, 11 on its own, I can't do anything. Bring one more, we'll have 12. Now we are being mistarif 3 behemoths for the first time. How do you get to 3? 2 elim, each ayil is 4. 2 times 4 is 8. Kevis is 3. 8 plus 3 is 11. Oh, so I have 11. And therefore, that's the tziruf. Are you going to tell me, but the Umar Aleph, I was mitzarif, a paramit an ayil, a paramit a kevis. Each time I only was mitzarif 2 behemoths. Now I'm being mitzarif 3. I mean, all of this is somewhat metaphysical. I'm not leaving mitzarif behemoths. I'm just being mitzarif the number which corresponds to a kevis mit an ayil, mit a par. So I deal mishnei elim a kevis echad kamachavin. The reason why he came up with 11, because that adds up to the 3 kabunis, 2 elim and 1 kevis. Says the Gemara, what's my shaila? Trei michad mina v'chad michad mina umrinan. Do I say I can misarif 2 from 1 min, from an aisle, and 1 from a kevis, and make 3 together? Oiloi lef shenish, my. So the Gemara take. So if I'm going to learn taka that you can be mitzarif 2 michad mina and 1 michad mina, then I don't have to be moisef a 12th one. Just bring 11, I'm a chaya. But if you tell me like the first part, then you have to go and bring 12. This is all a shala if you hold yesh kevel and asochem. It's a set unit. 11 on its own is a set unit. It's 2 plus 1. 2 elim with 1 kevis. Or on the other hand, if you talk intended for 2 parim, add 1 more. That's yesh keva. However, if you hold Ein Keva, no, Ein Keva, then you can do basically whatever you want. If you got into 11, I can always set aside the 3 for this and 4 for that and 4 for that, because it's divisible. It's Igmor Shaila, Teiko, Tishbi, Yatar, it's Igmor is not Boisha, Dishkal. Good.
Can you ask the guy himself?
Whenever you have these types of Igmor, the question, why don't you just ask the fellow? So the answer is, maybe the fellow has left the Medina Sayami. Went to the Kohen, he says, Kohen, here are my wine. I have to go to Amalfi Coast with the Chacham, and if I don't have time, okay, the coin says, I'll take good care of it, nothing to worry about. Then afterwards, the person leaves, the coin starts measuring, do I have to be moist of one more? And I'm going to call over my friend, maybe I'm going to go and buy a 12th one. Or do I go and say, oh, 11 is connected, these 3, and I can bring it. Moshe, let's take it. Also, you say that in other times the Sforim say that a person was Nadav Kedas Chazal. He said, Ich bin nicht der größte Hamuret, ich bin nicht der größte Hamad Chuchem, ich weiß noch, but I bring a van, so here's the wine, I don't... Koyhanim, you do whatever you think is best. Ich verstehe nicht, the ganze Ichonisch Kalin, the Dalfant, I don't know what's in the Mishnah, ich weiß nicht, Gemur, you do what you want. So now the question is, says Abaya, how did the Kohanim deal with such a 11 situation where the Balabu says he doesn't know?
It's interesting, but by Moshe Chatzis Rashi, it says a case of Huzlu. So by Yain Sochem, you could also say where the guy came along and he gave money for a certain amount, now all of a sudden there's a Moshe.
So you're saying that might be the case over here?
It's interesting, Rashi says Huzlu by Moshe Chatzis. Here, at this point, he's coming with the wine itself. Well,
but Rashi is saying in each time, Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. How do you get Moshe? Chatzis is Chatzis. Well, Lule Rashi might have thought that it's talking about Chatzis, for instance, Shemesu Baleo, or Chatzis, Sheneskapa Baleo Ba'ache. But we all know that that's Chumash Chatzis Mesais. You wouldn't go and use that money for buying an oiler. It goes all into the Amamelech, destroyed. So the Moisa means is there's extra money left over. But here's no extra money. Here you have what appears to be extra Nesuchim. So 11 is Nishtahin and Nishtahed. That was Igmur Shal, Tishbitas. Zuk the Mishnah. Okay, just like we spoke about being Menadav Yayin, can you be Menadav Shemen as a separate carbon on its own? So as we see in our Mishnah, it's Akruisa Machloikas Tanuam between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin. Zuk the Tanakam, Menadav Yayin, Bein Menadav Shemen. If you want to just be Menadav Shemen. Now, if you look in Parshas Shlach, which it has all the Nesuchim, the amounts of the Yayin are exactly the same as the amounts of the Yayin. The amounts of the Shemen are exactly the same amounts as the Yayin. Thank you. The only nafkimina between the two is that the Shemen is poured into the Mincha, and you do a bila and you mix it all together. Masha'en came when you're talking about the Yayin, that goes l'shitin, that goes independently. So even though they're the exact same thing, Chatziyahin, Shlishasihin, or Viyasihin, this is an independent entity of wine that you pour into the shitin. Shitin are those, the corner holes in the corner of the mizbeach. Mashenkin the shemen, you mix together with the mincha as your minchas nisach.
So that's why they hold the choyra that you can't do it on its own.
Oh, those are the machlaikas. Mamish and mechavins into the Mishnah. Mamish, as we say, look exactly the same in the Mishnah. Misnad the yayin, the ain misnad the shemen. You can't bring shemen on its own, divra bekiva. Rabbi Tarfin, oh, misnad the shemen, you can, yeah. So Omer of Tarfin, ma matzina b'yayin shu b'choyva u'banadova, av shem shu b'choyva u'banadova. Says Reb Tarfin, I don't understand. Parsha Shlach enumerates all the various minchas nesuchim, and it says all about the yayin with the shemen. And just like you said on the Omer Aleph, kol ezrach yasa kucha, and you said kol ezrach yasa kucha comes to be marba nedivas yayin, just like choyvas yayin. So say the same thing by shemen too, zuch tezel b'zach. Am der bekibet der bekibet zukt des soll beswur was mit gehet jetzt am nit zrick von unsere teile habe Mr. Goldenberg, wie heißt er die erste Namen? Rabbi Sruel, du sagst, sehr schein, am Rabbi Kiva. Lai im Amres bejain, she kein kurim im chayvusai bifnei atzmoi, trim beshemen, she ne kurim im chayvusai bifnei atzmoi. Ma mishar es vure. When you bring yayin on its own as a separate entity, you can bring it as part of a chayv, you can bring it as an adova. But to bring a shemen alayin, that means without the mincha, without the soilis, you can't go bring shemen on its own. I don't understand what you're talking about. Azei zok Rabbi Kiva, tzei Reb Tarfin. So it does give them a machlokes. Now, according to Tarfin, how do you do it? So if you look at Rashi in the fourth line, Misnadvin Shemen, so Rashi, the koimtsoi, menem takmitza, umakter hakoimitz, the shiar of necholim. You makter and you can eat the shiar. In other words, just like a korb mincha. You go into a kmitza. The Tosis Yontif on the Mishnah says, He doesn't really mean kriya. How can you do a kmitza from shemen? You put three things. It's charos rinnin. It's going to go and pour out. So therefore, he says, it means we're going to measure how much fits into this koyin's three fingers. Go and measure. Put in mincha lemushel. See how much it fits in. Put it now into a kli. Oh, it goes up to 2 ounces and a drop or whatever. It's a two. The Gemara says, Ruva says it's 2 kizesim and a little bit. It's 2 kizesim. So I'm going to bring 2 kizesim from this large amount of shemen, whatever he's being menadiv, he's going to go and take out 2 kizesim. So not lav dafka, 3 fingers. As we should state in Tosis Yantim. Tosis Yantim is a groisa pella because we had a Mishnah Beferish, not a Mishnah, Tosis Beferish. If you want to look back on Daf Ayin Dalid just for a second, those of you that have this volume of the art scroll, towards the beginning of the volume, and Daf Ayin Dalid, where there the Gemara also said, the Gemara over there is talking about both bringing yayin or shemen. It's a small toises, 3 toises in the bottom of the umid, on ayin dalet umid beis, ad vi ad bechlau, zukter, by shemen koim tzoy v'shirv ne'achulim. Aval yayin tzolu, since the viscosity, that's a fancy English word, the density of the yayin is tzolu, it's so much more liquidy, he can't do a kmitza. Masha that it shemen kemi yom machana kmitza, not like the Tosis Yonta says. Anyway.
So Shmuel holds like British.
Exactly. That Gemara, Shmuel holds like our Reb Taf in the Mishnah that you can go and. So what did Shmuel add? He only added the fact that the koimts of Shir of Nechul. In other words, without Shmuel, I might think the whole thing goes in the Mizbeach. Because remember, Minchas Sesuchim is Kula Kol. By Minchas Sesuchim, you don't do a kmitza on a Minchas Sesuchim, not on the Yayin Zichanish, but not even on the Mincha part, because it's all Kula Kul and Mizbeach, just like a Minchas Koyin is Kula Kul, just like carbon oil is Kula Kul. So there's no purpose of making a kmitza. Zuk Yet Shmir, according to Tarif, you are Minad of Shaman, then you do a kmitza. Zuk the taste is tak a real kmitza, Nishka. You know, a kmitza that you pour it into containers and muslim, because it's not as thin in viscosity as the whiteness. Okay, anyway, but Rabbi Kiva said, Sinishtor Zazach, because it has to be Bifnei Atzmai, like Rabbi Sul said the Sur before. Finishing off the Mishnah, now we're talking about an Isurain. Isurain means the Gabi, the Mincha itself. As we know, the minimum Mincha is 1 Isurain, the maximum is up to 60 in 1 Kli. You can go and bring a mincha of 1,000 Isra'im, but then you have to go and put it into separate kelim. It has to be a minimum of 60 or maximum of 61 kli, because to be ruy labila, like we've had before. Anyway, so ein shnai misnashtetin to Mishnah, ein shnai misnadim isurin echad. What happens if 2 yin kim tzaman, they'll say, I'll pay for halbi isurin, you pay for the other halbi isurin, we're going to bring this together. You cannot do that. Aval misnadim oilishlam. Oilishlam you could. 2 people get together and they want to buy an oilishlam, no problem. What's the difference between a mincha and oilishlam? We'll see mechim in the Gemara. It's based on psikim, but the svura behind it is that nefesh is talking about a poor individual. Poor individual, so then his carbon is when he brings that carbon by himself. 2 people together, epis is nisht. But an oilishlam, of course, is much more expensive than a mincha, so that you can go mitzvah of b'shitfa. See, what's going to bring psikim, as we'll see shortly. For oif, I feel a prey to achas. Same thing as you can mimnadav an oif together. Although we typically talk about a kan of 2 oifes, that's usually because it's a choiva, zava, zuva has to go and bring a kan of 2 oifes. Same thing with Gabi, a yeledis ania, a yeledis who's an ashira, brings a kevis together with 1 oif. But if she's an ania, she brings 2 oifes. So that's generally, that's Mitchum will have the schia, Mitchum another few months to learn Mesechus Kinim. Oh, Sitzam Feugeldik, Mesechus Kinim, Sitzam Levitik. Good. But here we're talking about you can minad of a single tar or ben yoin as well. Not a chicken and not a toiki. I feel that Thanksgiving, katoiki kemenish bring. But you can go and bring either a tar or ben yoin, or 1 on its own. And 2 people together could be mitzaref to bring that 1 oif. We will bring it. Okay, Zukimon, Umarum. Me divrei shneim nilmoid. From both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin, kemelernin. Misnad of udam minchas suchim b'chol yoin. That if you want to bring a mincha sechem, the whole machlokes of your ways and all the gabi the shemen, because shemen has to be mixed in and it's by itself, like the psul said before. But when you want to bring a mincha together with the shemen, yeah, no problem. Timur Pshita. Why would have thought otherwise? The Torah has a list of five that you can bring minchas. You can bring a minchas soilis, you can bring a minchas machbas, a minchas marcheshes, and then the two types of mafetaner, chalos and rekikin. So the Torah gives you, you want to bring, I give you a list of five. So I might think you cannot. If a person said stama, want to go and bring a carbon mincha, he brings one of those five. In other words, person is menadav, ich guy bringing a carbon mincha. Then the Mishnah says you can bring one of the five. God, it's not so simple, because we'll see in the next Mishnah, if you just say mincha stam, you have to bring a mincha soilus. So we'll see, it's going to be a mitzvah of machloikis in the Mishnah when we get to the mitzvah shortly. But that's davke b'stam. Avalech the Purish, if the person says, I'm going to bring a minchas nesachim, Purish, then he can go do it. That's not a problem. He didn't say b'stam, he was mafarish. Then he can bring it. And again, the difference would be all the others, you take a kmitza, and the rest of it is necha lekahanim, except for minchas koyin, but otherwise, the shirayim necha lekahanim, minchas sochim is kivakulul on the mizbech. Continuing on, the Gemara, Ein Shnayim is Nadvim. You cannot bring two together, one mincha, but you can bring an Oilam et Hashlum and even one Tar or Ben Yoyna. My time, what's the reason? Even Mishum Dechsev, it says in the Pusik, Takriv, Vishtait in the Pusik, Takriv, Shtait in the Pusik, Nefesh ki Sakriv, Korban Mincha, right? V'nefesh ki Sakriv, Korban Mincha, L'Hashem, so this is Yekabunai. Shtaitach, Nefesh ki Sakriv, Sakriv is a Lushin, Yuchit, doesn't say Takrivi, Takriv. Faitim, Oilam Nami Hoksiv, Shtaitach, Ochi Yakriv. Vishte Yakriv, beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Em Oyla Kabuna Mena Buka Zucha Tumi Yakriveni, El Pesach Oyomoy Yakriv Oysoy. Oh, Yakriv is also Lushan Yuchit. So why do you say Oyla can bring two? El Ozutimon, I'll tell you why. Oyla my time, Tachsiv Lo Oyla Saichem. Chatech Nucha Pusik, Visa under the Pusik. Ey the Tas of the Shema Moya Dechem, Levad me the Dreichem, the Dvoiseichem, Lo Oyla Seichem, Nimchi Seichem, Nimchi Seichem, Shal Mechem. So it says Oyla Seichem, which is solution rabim. So mincha nami yoksev. In the same passage, it said lemincha yseichem. El mishem dechsev ba nefesh. Oh, du shteit nefesh. Nefesh. And therefore, nefesh tells you one person and not more. Nefesh, ein yid, nebacha nefesh, b'Yisrael. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about the chashivas of a mincha. Tana b'hochir b'yoymer, ashe yakriv kabun al chalajay b'chal advoyse, shakriv al Hashem, hakol boin b'shitfis. It says in the Pusik, Shiakriv, Kabun, Lechon, 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 Lushan Ram, Ashiakrivi, Lashem, Lushan Ram, Hakl, Bushan, all Kabun of Shetis. They see the Kakus, El Mincha, Mincha is the only one that's not Shinem, says the Pusik, Nefesh, special Nefesh. What's in you, the Nefesh? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Neiman, Nishtan, this Mincha, Shinem, Bon, Nefesh. Why does it say Apsafka Nefesh? Rashi says, Toysi says in the topic, it's a Ish, Apsay. Ishki yakr mikem, v'shtay nefesh ki sakr mikem. So tomorrow I'll tell you what. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitark alohovi mincha, who brings the mincha an uni? Madhu, because ki he could nafshe lefunai. Nebuch, the person is so poor, kom, he's able to scrape together a couple of prutas, a couple of dollars here, to be able to go and bring a carbon mincha. Boishom zukt, Nebuch, the person, mamish moise nefesh, nishno moise mumen, he gets correcting his whole soul, Nebuch, sit gunish blab, Nebuch, hatu nishki gyat. Why does the Torah talk about by kar mincha? You can make five different types of mincha. Kids machen mit a pancake, you make a zoi knedlich, you can machen a zoi bagel dough, a hin and a hair, mit a kike, mit chalis, mit dos and jens. Vusef is, I don't find by an oiler. Why does it say by an oiler? Well, oiler, of course, is kilakul. But those look by shlumim, you should go and do that. Just like by kar pesach, it's got to be tzli, and you should go and vishal. So go and say. And kens brachen a korban which is sleim mit mevishul mit gekoch mit gebruten mit dahin mit daher. So Timur mushul is mini tigan haluli. Mushul melech busu adam she usali a have a seida v'yede ebo she unin dem chavais an om aman om aloi. Asein min chamish mini tigan kedei shehen mimcha. I know you're not going to go and bring to this table epes go chushim and machulim. So she bring nishka chavais kreisa turkey nishka kreisa beef and nishka kreisa lamb mit kreisa alam in a tanigim. Nebuch you're all going to go bring all different types of soilus. Okay, so bring pancakes, and bring kleidlich, and bring bagel dough, and bring azachal. So at least it looks plentiful, it looks like I got to see this maluchim, even though it's all lachma balachma, it's all the same. Zuk the Mishnah. Harya la isurai. Person says, I'm going to bring a carbon one isurai. Yuviyachat. So he brings one isurai. That's the minimum for a carbon mincha. The Gemara is going to ask, Pshita, Baltimazay. When the person says, I'm going to bring Esroi Nois, I don't know why the Mishnah always used the Lushan the Kaiva, or the Pusik Shuk the Chalain. Shloish Esroinim the other part, Shnei Esroinim the Ayah. Shaitach Esroinim. Okay. Abuzoish Taitach, no? Esroin Hoys. Scans that you're talking about the Shtei HaLechem in Nishka problem. Because if you remember the Toysis at the beginning of Perek, Shtei HaLechem said that the Shtei HaLechem of Rashi, the Mishnah by Mikra, Kori Loshen Zohar, Veloshen Nekeva. Toysis Daf Tzadik Dalit. Mood happens of what Lechem is Lushen Zohar, Lushen Nekeva. He brings a couple of psikim. However, Meretzach Du Amincha, Shtei Tentori Esroinim. Okay. Anyway, Nishka Nafkimen. So if he says Esroin, now he says Vishnaim, he has to bring a karma of Tzvai Esroin. Pirashi v'nidim ha-pirashi. When I originally said Hari Olai, I said yesterday, a week ago, I specified a certain number, but I don't remember how many did I say. 1, 2, 5, 10, 20. You'll be shishim isun. He has to go and bring 60, because like we said before, 60 is the maximum that you can put into one kli. Even though, theoretically, a person can go and bring for 100 or 200, we're assuming that he meant one kli. One kli maximum is 60. Harilai mincha. What happens if he doesn't say harilai isurin? He says mincha. Yubi ezeshiyirt. He can bring anyone that he wants. Like the Gemara said before, any one of the five which tighten pussy. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no, yubi mincha sasoy. The shimmy chedesh menuchais. Mincha sasoy is a special. What's so special? We'll see mechim in the Gemara what was so special about the mincha sasoy. Shtait vat. What happens if a person says harilai mincha oy min ha mincha? Yubi achas menucha. Yubi achas. And he has to go and bring one card mincha, not multiple. But if he said, I'm going to bring Hari Olai Menuchois, or Min Menuchois, Yuvishtaim, then he has to bring two. Rashi says, even though he said Min Menuchois, he didn't say Mine Menuchois, and Min Menuchois brings two from the same. Two Soydasin, two Machvasin, etc. Pirashi, when he did, is Min Parashi. I said Mincha, or Menuchois, but I remember that I say five Menuchois, 10 Menuchois, 100 Menuchois. It's Yuvishtaim. You should go and bring the five Vishtait in the Torah, the five, meaning the Soydas with the Machvas. Oh, you're right. So Psul Zuk Zeyashayin. Not Stam that he doesn't say, I don't remember how many Menuchas. He doesn't remember which min of the Menuchas. Thank you for the correction. And therefore, you should bring all five, the Soydan Machvas, Marcheshes, and the two types of the Mafitan. Pirashi Mincha Shal Esroinim, Ve'en Yedea Kama Pirashi. That's the case over here. I said Mincha of Esroinim. Mishnah goes from Esroinim to Esroinim. So he says Esroinim, I don't remember how many. So Tanakama says Yuvi Shishim Esroinim. That's the maximum, like we said before. Rebbe Oimer, Yuvi Menucha Shal Esroinim, Mi Echad Vad Shishim. Bring 60 separate Menuchais. Mincha number 1 is 1, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4, up to 60. So you have to bring 60 Esroinim, 60 separate Kailim, and each Kali will go from 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 60, a tremendous number. We'll see in the Gemara shortly why Rebbe holds that way. So Timura, we start off the Mishnah, Harilai Isurin Yuvi Echad. Pshita, Timura, Esroin is Yuvi Shtayim, it's Tzrichalei. I needed to go and tell you that by the two. By the one, it's Takenish Kachidish, but he said, Esroin is you have to bring two. So Frey Timura, Nabi Pshita, to me, Esroin is Shtayim, it's Tzrichalei. He wants to go and tell you that the Miyad Esroin is Shtayim. The Chay, that's all to Pshitalei. Everybody knows Miyad Rab Mishnayim. This is the Chidish. So in fact, if you notice, on the, there's a Dalit next to Tzrichalei, which takes a Messiah to Shas, says, Tzurach Loimer, Pirashti Tzrichalei. And it's Mashma, what he's saying is, don't put two dots after Tzrichalei, but it continues on. You know what's Tzrichalei? The pirash ben yidema pirash the yuvi shishem isurai. This is the chiddush. Avad that one is one vaisman. That two is mitrav mishnayim vaismandach. But the next case in the mish pirash ben yidema. Oh, you have to bring 60. Oh, this is shemnish kazad to bepush. So timur man tana who takal learns that way. Amachizki the loyke rabbi. The rabbi Omar. The rabbi said at the end of the mish the yuvim menuchas shal esroinis meyachad vad shishem. So therefore, why did he say only one of 60? The chari got to bring 60 separate ones. 1 to 60. Jacques Rabbi Yochanan, no, affiliate Rabbi. But I'm a pirashi esroinois, avaloi kivatim bekli. The maisi shitin esroinois beshitin mani. What does all of this mean? Let's look at Rashi Rebbe Oimer. That's the first wide line on the bottom of the Yomid. So Rashi Rebbe Oimer. Given the Omer Mincha, mashma chuda, by saying the word Mincha, it's mashma one. Alma bekli echad kova. It's as if he made it a set which is indivisible, one kli. The im yuvi shisha b'kli echad. If he's going to bring 60 in one kli, shema butz mehochi noda. Maybe he only said 5 or 10 or 20. And v'havi mincha yaseira. We had read in the Gemara before. You can't have a mincha yaseira or a mincha chaseira. And if he's going to go and if he only said 5, he's going to bring 60 in one kli. he's being moiser 55 extra. Basically, the Rabbi kviyus the mona milzi. A kviyus of a muna machtes. It's now indivisible, and therefore hilchach yumi shishim menuchos me echad bad shishim chudish olisur v'chudish olshay v'chudish olshulin v'chudish olabre v'chein ad shishim devari chudim enayid nuda vein chamidove. One of them will be yoitzer because he said one of them. He said 5, 10, 20, whatever he said. All the others are going to go on being nidum. So what's the ikavart of Rebbe? Rebbe says by using the word mincha that implies bikli echad kava kviyas for one kli. Oh, kviyas for one kli. You have to bring multiple kailim, each one a separate number. So Timura, in the first case in the Mishnah, why doesn't Rebbe argue by the Pirash of any Yedea, Ma Pirash, Yilvi Shisha Misurain? Why doesn't Rebbe argue over there? So Timura, Filatema Rebbe, 4 lines from the bottom. But Oyme Pirash, Yisroinis, Avaloi Kivata Mekli. Echad Gizuk Befeidish, Raboisai, don't tell me this Kli business. Forget about Kli. I brought Esroinis. No, in such a case, even Rebbe Bamaskim, to my Shishin Esroinis, Vishitamani. Then you have to bring 60 Esroinis, but bring in 60 separate Kalim. 60 times 1. 1, 1, 1, 1. 60 times. Why don't you go and have them multiple in one kli? Because again, Rebbe's not nervous about this should be a yesera. But once you bring in each one separately, you should get it. Because even if he said 5 is right, it doesn't have to be dafke in a 5 and 1 kli, because loy kivatim a kli. So I bring 5 separate ones. Good. Anyone he wants. And the other man the Yomah said, no, Zukta Behida, Yobi Minchas, so she muchadesh of Minuchas. Tun in the Brisa says, a little bit differently. You know why Minchas Soilis? Hoyul Pusum Bayakus of Tchilla. In the list of the Karbim Minuchas in Parishes, Vayikra, the first one that's mentioned is Minchas Soilis. Only afterwards, Vim Minchas Machvas Karbinecha, Vim Minchas Machesh is Karbinecha, Mafitaner. So Soilis was the first one. If you tell me the reason, is because it's the first one. Then you ben Booker. If you go beginning of Parshas Vayikra, mentions the Oilois. First, the Pusik talks about Ben Booker, and then afterwards Tzoin, etc., etc. So why don't you go and say you have to bring Dafke Ben Booker since Hiskol Vayikusiv Tchila? Or if a person said I'm going to bring an Oilam Minat Tzoin, Yuvi Keves Oil Pusik Vayikusiv Tchila, because afterwards the Pusik talks about bringing Mushul from an Ace. Or if he says Mena Oif Yuvi Toyrim Oil Pusik Vayikusiv Tchila, Toy always says Toru Ben Yoinah. Toyrim bnei yoinin. So you should bring toyrim tchila. Alumet tonight. Why do we lie? How do you lie? Oila yubi keves. Even though he just said the word oila, he can bring a keves. He doesn't have to bring a par. Rebbe Ben Azariah Oimer. Torah ben yoina. You don't even have to bring a baime. You can even bring a Torah ben yoina. To lay public computer. Rebbe Yudah should argue with it too. Rebbe Yudah said no. You have to bring the first one. Hal pusabaya pusit tchila. Elamai miyachadish menuchah is the last leishem levai. Back in our Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Miyuchedesh Menuchas, not because it was number one. Number one is Gunish, because then by Oila and by the other Kabbalists. The reason is because Minchas Tam doesn't have any Tzigit Shepet Tanum, and Minchas Levai means like a hyphenated name. Minchas Mafitaner, hyphenated. Machvas, hyphenated. Macheshes, this is Tam Mincha. Minchas Soif. The Brisa didn't say because of the fact that it's not hyphenated, no shame Levai. Don't stay because it was number one. Everything Hochikom. Ezel Mincha Miyuchedesh. The last Leshem Levai, you know which one that is. Zusha possibly a cause of Tchila, the first one in the Pusik. Faitimor Pshita, Mincha Soilis Komar. Ezukta Mincha Soilis. You don't have to give a Pshat in the Braisa. Which one did the Tanakama mean? In other words, if you go back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yida Oimer, Yuvi Mincha Soilis in Yuchedesh Menuchas. Ezukta Braisa, possibly a cause of Tchila. So you're telling me, you know which one we're talking about? The Soilis. Weren't you listening? What does he have to say? After the Gemara, in other words, after the exactly when we finish the Gemara, everybody's going to close the Gemara. About getting davening, nuch the davening, it will be a test. But Fregan, which the one did he mean? Oh, he meant the pusim with chilat. Not that this is a rai, but this is just a simen bal. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isaac Kibench. This shiur was given in Sorrento, Italy, on a tour of the Amalfi Coast. Cult of.